So, in terms of the components of fitness, there are several different parts of fitness. Some of these are agility, so that's the ability to change direction at speed, but while still keeping in control. Second of all is balance, so maintaining or just keeping up your center of mass over the base of your support. Static balance is balance while you're standing still, and dynamic balance is balance while you're moving. So static balance might be useful in some gymnastics, say for example. Dynamic balance in more example would be more useful in something like football or rugby. Cardiovascular fitness is the ability of the heart and the lungs to supply oxygen to the working muscles. Coordination is the ability to use different parts of the body together smoothly and efficiently. Flexibility is the range of movement that's possible in joints. Body composition describes the percentage of fat, muscle, and bone that make up a performer's body, and different compositions are good for different sports. So, for example, rugby players tend to be quite heavy, and also have a relatively high body fat composition. If you compare that to a gymnast, they tend to be quite light, with a high muscle composition. So those are sort of some of the aspects of fitness. Just to sort of recap, the components of fitness are balance, cardiovascular fitness, flexibility, coordination, agility, and body composition. So, which of the following is a type of physical balance? So, static is a form of physical balance. So, some aspects of fitness, more aspects of fitness. Muscular endurance is the ability of our muscle or muscle groups to contract repeatedly and not tire out. It's particularly useful in sports where you need a lot of strength, for example, weightlifting. Reaction time can be the time taken to start a response to a stimulus, so that might be thinking about a start gun in a race. The speed is the maximum rate at which an individual can make a movement and cover a distance over a period of time. And you can work out speed by doing the calculation of the distance traveled divided by the time it took. Speed's obviously useful in lots of different types of sport. Strength is another aspect of fitness. It's the ability to overcome resistance. And there are some different types of strength. There's first of all maximal strength, and so that's the largest force possible in a single contraction. And then there's static strength, so the ability to hold a body part in a static position. So static strength might be useful in, again, something like gymnastics, whereas maximal strength might be useful in something like weightlifting. And lastly, power, which is a combination of speed and strength, and that's particularly useful in some of the athletics events such as long jump, high jump, but also in other sports, how to have quickly change direction, even a lot of power as well. So, maximal or static strength. So, the maximal strength is the largest force possible in a single contraction, and the static strength is the ability to hold a body part in a static position. Some of the aspects of strength, oh, sorry, fitness are first of all strength, muscular endurance, reaction time, speed, and power. Body composition, it describes the percentage of fat, muscle, and bone that make up a performer's body. And the static strength, to recap this again, is the ability to hold a body part in a single place, single position. Again, some of the components of fitness are coordination, agility, balance, body composition, cardiovascular fitness, and flexibility. Body composition describes the fat, muscle, and bone that make up the performer's body. And some examples of the aspects of fitness. So muscular endurance, the ability for a muscle or group to contract repeatedly and not tire out. So you might think of doing lots and lots of repetitions of weightlifting. Strength is the ability to overcome resistance. Again, you can think of that in a weightlifting terms. If you're thinking of a bench press, someone that is overcoming resistance, pushing down on your body and you're pushing up against that. Power would be another way. So think about the combination of strength and speed. So maybe bursting through a tackle in rugby. Reaction time is the time taken to start a response to a stimulus. So I gave the example earlier of starting a race, but you might also be looking at catching a cricket ball or catching in some other sense. Speed is the maximum rate at which an individual can make a movement or cover a distance in a period of time. So remember, speed is distance divided by time. And what is the combination of strength and speed? Remember, that is power. So again, some more different types of fitness here. We've got strength, reaction time, speed, power, and muscular endurance. And remember, power, again, is the combination between strength and speed.
If you found this episode useful, you will find more episodes by searching for our new podcast channels. Search Revise GCSE and your subject for more podcasts to help you with your revision.